Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the integrity of the Word of God is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew. Andrew Womack Ministries presents this session from the 2019 Phoenix Gospel Truth Seminar. We pray that the Word of God will come alive in your heart as you listen.
Let's turn over to Mark chapter 4, and I'm going to use some of these exact scriptures that he used. I'm going to straighten them out and preach it right. But I tell you, this is so powerful. This is what changed my life. You know, back when I first got turned on to the Lord, I had a real emotional encounter with the Lord when I was 18 years old, March the 23rd, 1968. And I mean, it lit a fire on me. And for 4.5 months, I was just on fire. I couldn't sleep more than an hour at a time because I was just so excited about the Lord. And I mean, I was on fire for God. And my mother, she took me on a trip to Europe and assigned a Baptist pastor to me to tell me that everything I'd experienced was of the devil, because she thought I'd lost my mind. And this guy followed me around Europe for 3 weeks telling me everything was of the devil, and eventually kind of quenched the fire. And so the emotion of that experience wore off. And I'm not going to go into this, but you cannot live off emotion. I've had emotions as much as anybody. Some people doubt that. My own staff has made a picture of me, and they put my head on Data's body, and the Star Trek character that had no emotion, and they called me Android Womack. But I have had emotions, believe it or not, and I got so super excited, but you can't live off of emotion. And after the emotion wore off, and I was left, God, how do I cope? What do I do? After you've experienced God, I mean, I was caught up into the presence of God for 4.5 months, and I just lived on this level that was unsustainable. But after that, how do you go back to being normal? I couldn't. I didn't want to. And yet I didn't know what caused me to lose the excitement and the emotion of it. I didn't understand what caused it. I didn't understand how to get back. And I remember, out of desperation, I was kneeling around my bed, and this is before Jamie and I were married, and I had my Bible. I'd been reading the Bible, and I had it on my bed, and I was kneeling at my bed, and I was praying and just saying, God, how do I get from where I am to where you want me to be? It seemed like it was impossible. I said, God, what do I do? And I opened up my eyes, and my Bible was laying there. And I heard the voice of the Lord say, you just stick your nose in the Word, and it'll teach you everything you need to know. And I mean, that was a word from God for me. And from that time on, I mean, until we got married, I was spending sometimes 10 to 15 hours a day in the Word. When I went to Vietnam, I was on a fire support base, and I was a chaplain's assistant, and yet I didn't have a chaplain for, I think it was about 8 or 9 months out of my 13-month tour of Vietnam. And so during that period of time, I just spent up to 15 hours a day in the Word. And I mean, everything that God has done in my life, every good thing, and I mean, I've seen a lot of good things happen. I've seen my children. I got a son with me who was dead for 5 hours in a morgue, stripped naked with a toe tag on. He was a white boy. He turned black, lost all of the fluids in his body. He was gone, pronounced dead in a morgue, in a cooler. And God raised him up from the dead after being dead for 5 hours. And he's the one that put up our screen and assembled all of this. And he's smart, and he didn't, dead for 5 hours and no brain damage, no more than he had before. And I've got a granddaughter that was born the year after he was raised from the dead. Not many people can say that. And I've seen my wife raised from the dead. I've seen miracles happen. We've seen people healed here of great things. I'm saying that every good thing that has happened in my life has come because of the Word of God. I am not the sharpest knife in the drawer. I am not anything special, but I'm ground. And man, my ground is as good as anybody else's ground if you plant the word in it, if you plant the seed, what Greg was talking about this morning. So I want you to look at this parable here in Mark chapter 4. And this has just revolutionized my life. Greg talked about some of these things. Verse 13, Mark chapter 4 says, if you don't understand this parable, you can't understand any of the parables. Then in verse 14, he says, the sower sows the seed. The word of God is a seed. And he gives this parable of the four different types of soil. And then in verse 26, he gives another parable. If you were to get my Life for Today study Bible, which I don't mention this often, but my Life for Today study Bible is a printed edition of a Bible that I started, a commentary that I started working on in the 1980s. And when I went on television, I just ran out of time to do it the way I was doing it. But I kept studying, and I put all of my notes that I was writing on my computer, and my computer people, they backed it up all of the time, and they saw, you know, there's 31,000 verses in the Bible, and I've written a commentary on over 23,000 verses over since, you know, in the last 30 years. So they took my digital computer notes that I'd made and merged it with this hard copy that I had produced for a while. And we now have what we call the living commentary. We call it that because it's still in process. I've written footnotes since I've been here. I'll study and I'll write what God is showing me. And so it's an ongoing process. And if you get this computer program, every time you go onto our website, it'll automatically upload my newest footnotes and stuff. And it's just awesome. Like, I just got through studying the book of Ezra and Nehemiah. And did you know they list all of the people who returned from Babylonian captivity to Jerusalem? And it's kind of tedious, but I went through and showed in Nehemiah where the exact same person in list was over in the book of Ezra. And you combine these two. And it took me, I don't know, days to do this, which is not one of the greatest revelations in the Word of God. But when you read Ezra and Nehemiah now, you'll be able to instantly just put your cursor over there and see the opposite scripture and compare them and see what's going on. And it's just a tremendous asset and help in studying. So anyway, I was saying all of that to say that I have written all of these footnotes and stuff. And this word is what has literally transformed my life. And everything that the Lord has shown me, I've written over 23,000 verses, footnotes on them. And it's the best thing that we've got is a living commentary. I'd encourage you to check that out. But let's look here in Mark chapter 4, verse 26. Man, I was enjoying the praise and worship so much this morning, just really singing and belting it out. My voice is a little weak. I need to slow down on praise and worship, but I enjoy it. In verse 26, it says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. The reason I got off talking about that commentary was to say that if you were to get my commentary and it puts all of the gospels in chronological order, you would find out that there were actually 13 parables that Jesus taught on this day. Now, if you read, you know, Mark, it only lists, I think, four of them. You have to put Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John together. But if you put them together, there were 13 parables that he taught in one day. This is the most recorded teaching in one day of Jesus' ministries that we have in the Word. And out of these parables, I think four or five of them were all talking about the Word of God being like a seed. And so it says, let's just look in verse 15. It says, or verse 14, the sower soweth the word. This is all about the kingdom of God is based on the seed of God's word. And then in verse 26 here, he says, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. So out of these 13 parables that he taught in one day, he's telling you how the kingdom of God works. And he uses the illustration of a seed to illustrate how God's kingdom works. And this is exactly what Greg was talking about. It's all based on seeds. Man, those were some great examples about the apple pie. Everybody wants the pie instead of the seeds, but you get the seeds, you can have as many of those apple pies as you want. And we need to recognize that God used a seed to illustrate how His word works. It's important for you to recognize that He chose a system that He created. You know, in the book of Genesis, it says, God said, let there be trees whose seed is in itself. And if you look at it, it looks wordy, but it's a reason that He said it this way. If He would have just said, let there be trees, well, then what would have happened when those trees died? What would have happened if a fire would have burned them all to the ground? Did you know what? There wouldn't have been new trees. He would have had to have gotten up and created new trees. But the scripture teaches us that He hasn't done anything about creation since the original creation. He rested from all of His work. God anticipated everything that could happen, even in a fallen world. And even if the trees burned down, there were seeds in those trees that will be released through that, and they will it will propagate itself. He has never had to create new trees. He's never had to create new animals. He's never had to do anything after the original creation because He set this entire world up to operate on seeds. You and I are a result of seeds. I'm not going to explain all of this. Hopefully everybody knows this, but you had to be conceived. You did not come by the stork. It didn't just happen. You were conceived. Seeds were planted. Every tree, all of the animals, all of the fruit, everything, this whole world, this whole system operates off of seed, time, and harvest. And He chose to compare the Word of God to a seed because it's an irrevocable way that God set everything up.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the integrity and importance of the Word of God. This new Revised Life series titled A Sure Foundation is available as a 4-CD album and also as a brand new book. Each is available for a gift of any amount. Ask for A Sure Foundation when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries, and be sure to specify book or CD album. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request, Got a Need? Plant a seed when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area.
I'd like to encourage you to check out my Living Commentary. This is a digital commentary that we have on the entire Bible. I now have written footnotes on over 19,000 verses. I believe it's probably closer to 21,000. And it is just a wealth of information. I have spent a lot of time, and we call it a living commentary because I am continuing to write it. Just last night, I wrote a bunch of new footnotes, and so it's updated. Every time you go on our website, it automatically gives you the newest footnotes that my staff has gone through and edited and done all of these things too. So it's a living commentary. It would be a tremendous blessing. You can go to our website at awmi.net and get all of the information.